This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Monday edition, the one and only Chris Berg sitting in for our main man, Scott Hennon, who's got a funeral today. This guy's got a funeral? Is that where he's at? He's got a...
Yes, sir.
He's out west, yeah. So, hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. You know, it's kind of important now, maybe more than ever, that we support companies and organizations that share your values. You know what I'm saying? Patriot Mobile not only shares the values and beliefs, but actually does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that you care about. And if you switch now, you get a free activation. The code is FLAGFAMILY. FLAGFAMILY, easy to switch. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. They work on the same big towers, the same signal that all the biggins do. But they are supporting what we support. That's patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom. Tell them the What's on Your Mind crew sent you.
Welcome, fellow patriots, to the What's on Your Mind radio show. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennon. We got Todd, the radio guy, Kevin Flynn joining us as well. As always, the crew is here to take care of you. We got a very special guest in studio and a very important conversation to be had as we are talking about MLK Day, no segregation, no discrimination. That is obviously what you and I have been told since we were little ones, and now is the tide beginning to reverse, as we talked about before, against potentially Christians, against people that are unvaccinated. Is there going to be medical discrimination? Because it's already happening. So we're going to sort of see where some of this goes. Joining us right now in studio, and if you want to call in and ask questions, very easy to do. Former Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, he is running to become the next Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota. I'm going to preface this, and we'll see where this goes, but I'm hoping that Drew and I get a chance to visit about what do we need to do from a legal standpoint to make North Dakota the freest state in the nation. Number to call into the show, 800-228-0550. One of the fun things about Mr. Wrigley is that he will take any question that you have for him. So again, 800-228-0550. Mr. Wrigley, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. And let's just start there. What has to happen from a legal standpoint to make North Dakota the freest state in the nation?
Well, good morning, Chris, and good morning to all of your listeners. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We've known each other a long time. I am older than you, not a lot, but when you call me Mr. Wrigley, boy, that underscores it. I want to thank you for that.
It's out of respect for being our former Lieutenant Governor, so I'll say Lieutenant Governor Wrigley. Well, that was well played, though, man. Okay, that was very well played.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And, you know, I was in attendance at the Williston Basin Conference, or was it? I think it was actually the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, whatever it was. It was in Watford City, and you were on the stage that morning talking about this very concept. And it was really interesting how the audience was reacting to that, and then the conversations that it sparked, because it sounds almost quaint to say, well, what do we live in the freest nation on earth, and then, you know, North Dakota within that, a subset is even freer and everything else. And yet, you know, every day I think we're presented with challenges in that regard, and I think we have to remain ever vigilant about the issue of liberty and freedom, and that those are not just talking point words. They're very real, and it's something that we need to really work to insist upon, because there'll be encroachments. There'll be encroachments by our government, oftentimes well-intended. And I think that's what's maybe lost sometimes on people. You know, the volume sometimes and the temperature sometimes in our politics becomes much too high and hot. I think we've got to be more careful to have reasoned discussions and recognize, you know, great day for this, by the way, Martin Luther King Jr. Yes. Celebrating his life and perspective on things is really to recognize you don't hate your opponents. You don't vilify your opponents. You try to deal with the issues from a standpoint of what's best for the nation and for our communities and for our individuals. And so I think that's an important part of it, though, is that we make a constant assessment. We not be afraid to do that. When I look at North Dakota law, you know, I can go through and things get interpreted one way or the other. And that's really more often than not where the problems come with the executive action that gets taken. And I'm not talking just about governors by any stretch, but attorney generals for that matter, or insurance commissioners, or other people that have the responsibility to carry out our laws. I think the public should remain ever vigilant about that to ensure that we're doing it in a way that allows for the smallest intrusion. One of the reasons that I'm running for attorney general, Chris, is, and I've given, you know, the last year I've really focused on the possibility of running for this office from the time that I stepped down as United States attorney, along with all of the other Trump U.S. attorneys. We were directed to step down on the 28th of February last year. And really since that time, I've been in a conversation with a lot of people, including Wayne Stengen, by the way, the current attorney general, and others, about the possibility that I would run for this office. And one of the things that, you know, internal to me that has been so important is an understanding that I can't give you the date that it happened or the year that it happened or even the decade, but I think there is a real sense, and people are right about this, a real sense that authority over our lives has become too remote. Mm. States have lost too much authority to the central government based in Washington, D.C. And even in states, for too long, I think communities, you know, counties, and then communities within those counties have maybe ceded too much authority to a somewhat remote government in Bismarck. And I'll just point out, I don't mean to get too long-winded on this, but it's a very important matter. In the years ahead, predominantly by attorneys general in the United States, there will be conflict between the states and the central government to bring power back to states and authority over our respective states' lives, because people recognize I can go petition my state legislature for change much more easily than I can petition a remote and sometimes unreachable federal government. And I think that that's an important battle. It is an important battle, and it's something I'll work hard if I have the privilege of being elected Attorney General for the great state of North Dakota. I will work hard to forge those ties with other attorneys general, not just Republican attorney generals, but people interested in the idea that their state, Idaho, California, Oregon, Washington, North Dakota, Minnesota, you name it, should have more and more autonomy and control or in determination for themselves. And I feel like that's strong, and I think that it's a nonpartisan issue, really, when you think about it. The people in the states should want to bring that authority back as close as they can to the people, where the people can impact it and can say, to your question, hey, you know, I feel the following five, six things are really have become encroachments in my life that I don't think are legitimate, and I want to petition my government for change.
So I got a couple topics I want to touch on with you in a moment, but first, so let's say you win in November and you sit down at that desk. I guess I'm not clear on, so what's one thing that you would want to focus on to help North Dakotans experience more freedom?
Well, that's one, is to fight to bring more authority back to the states. I think also a recognition that that as we're going for there to be in the government, in my office, if I'm privileged to become attorney general, for sure in that office, but then also hoping that it, this isn't being critical of existing people in any of these offices. It really isn't. It's just to check ourselves and always look for ways to be more and more open to people coming to you and having dialogue on the matter of the day, whatever it might be that, impacting their life, their business, their school, whatever it might be, their health, decisions. That they have access to their government, and that's to the legislature, but also to the executive action that's taken by so many officials in the state, that we're transparent about how we decide things and why, and that we're accountable at the end of the day. We're accountable for the results, that it is enhancing the autonomy that individuals have over their lives, not the opposite, and that it's improving opportunities, whether it be in the business sector, in the education that people are seeking in their lives, or running their farm and ranch operation, the utilization of our natural resources, water, what have you. I think that's important.
Would you mind if I stole Drew from Minnesota and we could make Drew the AG in Minnesota? With it? Drew, would you be up for that? I'd love to talk to you.
Well, every state needs one, and I'm running to be the Attorney General for North Dakota.
What if both states elected you? Would you be forced to serve both states? I mean, how would that work?
There you go. We'll just make it a territory.
We're pretty desperate over east there.
You know, these are tough points to reduce to just a 4-second talking point, but they're really fundamental. And it matters because I don't know what's going to come up a month from now, Chris, 6 months from now, what issues are going to present themselves. But if I'm Attorney General of the state of North Dakota, people can expect that I'll be open and accessible to stakeholder input and hearing from people with a wide array an assortment of views. And then I'll be transparent about how we're deciding what we're doing and why. And at the end of the day, stand accountable for it. I've been criticized only by one person. I won't even say that he's in the media because he's really not. But over the time, it always makes me laugh. He's allegedly in the media, and he talks about the fact that, Drew Wrigley is so willing to have press conferences, and Drew Wrigley's so willing to go out and talk about what's going on in the U.S. Attorney's Office. It just makes me laugh. I got some calls from other people in the media who thought that was funny, too. What a criticism. I've always been accessible. I always will be. I'll always be there to answer questions, and not just a short press conference where I tell people what I want to say. I stick around and answer questions for as long as they have them because we work for the public, and the public has a right to understand what it is we're doing and why, and then have us stand accountable for the results.
So with that being said, he's going to be taking your phone calls when we come back. Some of the questions as well, 800-228-0550. Stick around, much more coming up right here on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On your mind. Weekend Monday edition. Hope you had a great weekend. Scotty's off today. Christopher's sitting in. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I'm going to make you hungry now. All right, we talked about the 4-for-4 special every day, but right now, stop at Valley City. Next to 292, just to the north there. Beef tips and gravy, scallop potatoes and ham. You got a two double choice there. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got Salisbury steak or the breakfast hot dish going. French dip sandwich on 12th Avenue, 205 NP Avenue's got Swedish meatballs today. And my stop has my favorite today. Glendon, Minnesota, chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Mm.
I get that to go. You know what? And the portions are so awesome.
Yes.
That the missus and I can divide that bad boy up for dinner. So we do that at Glendon today. And, of course, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, all the locations. Or check out the 4-for-4, the personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce pop for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. PetroServeUSA.com. To find out more, they are hiring as well.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I'm Chris Burks, sitting in for Scott Hennin. Joining us right now in studio, he is running to be the next Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley. If you're just joining us, he was talking a moment ago about one idea he's got to make North Dakota a more free state, is to actually empower states' rights rather than continue to default to the federal government. So with that being said, Drew, I'm curious, do you think the Supreme Court got it right when they said, hey, healthcare workers do need to take the shot?
You know, it was curious, right? It was a mixed bag last week. I haven't reviewed the opinions closely at all, but it was interesting. It was interesting that they would conclude one way or the other. And I'm not sure that they said, I mean, well, they found obviously that the largest mandate in there, I think 80 million people under the OSHA provisions wasn't going to be permitted. And again, people have to look at what courts, ideally, when they're acting correctly, what they do. They weren't saying that something was a good or bad idea, just whether there was the authority to make that decision or not. And they concluded no under the OSHA provisions. But you raise a great point. The federal government could change those OSHA provisions and make it so that OSHA most certainly can pass those sort of guidance. I don't think the court was saying basically it's, you know, on its face, unconstitutional. The government can never tell you to do these things. I think they were just saying the government hasn't given itself that power yet. So remain vigilant. You know what I was saying before. What is the government doing and why? What's its transparent decision making and who's accountable for that and for the results or lack of results from it? Here we stand 2 years into the pandemic. And you and I were discussing a little bit off air. Unfortunately, there's been a complete disintegration of our trust in public health. And it's unfair to some, and it's unfortunate for all of us. Because I think people realize it's a political discussion as opposed to a health discussion. And we all have to...
That's just it. I think that's where people are struggling. Because what the decision was on this healthcare situation is like, look, yes, the federal government has the ability to dictate to you whether you should take the shot or not because they're giving you so much money. Now, when you were in the administration with Governor Dalrymple, you guys were proponents of Medicaid expansion, and people were concerned about that because the way the finances were going to work. I guess that's what I'm getting at. When you talk about bringing the rights back to the states, have states given away so much power? And you remember at the petroleum conference, there was one of the representatives that stood up and said, hey, guys, this is not going to be popular, but one of the things we got to do is tell federal government money to go pound sand and no longer take federal. And everyone was like, not take federal money, what? Right? Because we've fallen prey to it. So I don't want to get into a financial conversation with you, but I guess just your take, because I think Kavanaugh suggested, hey, the federal government's got a right to do this because they give so much money to Medicare and Medicaid. Is there a way to empower states back so that healthcare workers in North Dakota wouldn't have to fall prey to this decision?
Yeah, well, you raise another interesting issue there, Chris, and that is that you've got a federal government. When you say they give us so much money, they give us so much paper, and they call it money. We know that. But, I mean, it's not a small deal. They churn out money without reference to what their revenue. well, without reference to what their revenue stream is, and you know we see too often the case that we are spending as a nation in a way that's throw the word around lightly, it's immoral. How could it not be? We're not paying attention to the fact that there's a generation coming. It'll impact us in our lives, but it's going to really impact the next generation and the generation after that and the one that follows. How could it not be? We are living on their backs. At some point, the bills come due. So you've got a federal government that's enticing states, mandating states take certain actions along the way by promising money that it doesn't have, and states are too often taking. I mean, we get back a lot of good will come in this country when we get back some fiscal sanity in Washington. We've got it here in North Dakota. You have to have a balanced budget. By law, you can't have a budget that isn't balanced. And if it falls out of balance after you pass that budget, then you meet again and you find out where you're going to cut things, just like a family has to do at their house. That creates an offsetting of choices for a government to make. And they should have to do that, just like individuals and families do that all the time. You'd have a lot better decision making. But so often the federal government does this. They do it on things that sound popular of the day. I remember back, it was when I was a much, much younger man, in my 20s, I was in my 20s, and the federal government was going around, the federal government was requiring that states to get their highway funds, they had to pass a drinking age of 21. If they didn't have a drinking age of 21, there would be a big curtailment of their highway funds. And a lot of people said, oh, well, that, they didn't think about what was happening, what that meant and what it could lead to, and has led to other encroachments, because we're giving you the money, so now we're going to give you these mandates. But why is it an issue of the federal government what the drinking age is in North Dakota, Wyoming, New Mexico, wherever? Why? Under what theory are we better off as a nation when the federal government starts taking on those issues? And now someone will call and say, well, what should the drinking age be? That's not the point. My point is, I want it determined by states. I want it determined by men and women elected to our legislature. And then in our communities, elected to our city commissioner or county commission. I want it to be somebody I can run into at a grocery store and say, hey, you know what? I think you guys have that wrong. And here's why.
Can I touch on one more thing? And unfortunately, we'd love to have you back, right? Because this is too short of a time with you. So I want to preface it in this way, and then you take it where you want as an attorney general. So right now, as a U.S. attorney, I know you had a lot of great conversations with the Fargo Police Department and trying to reduce crime. You and I have talked about this. This is not your Grandpa's Fargo anymore. And now we've got this kerfuffle with the Fargo Police Department. There's going to be a meeting tomorrow with city leaders in regards to the Fargo PD. Many exit interviews are suggesting there's a lack of leadership. It's going to cost public safety and security. As an AG, how do you help create more safety and security and minimize crime within the state?
Well, yeah, you and I have talked about this offline several times. You know, I've spent most of my life in this community, and I look back and in my childhood, from being very young until I left after graduating from Fargo South and went up to Grand Forks to the University of North Dakota. In that time period, I don't think I'm exaggerating to say there are probably three shootings. It was so uncommon. So uncommon. Weeks don't go by in these communities where there's not armed robberies, shootings, people being threatened with firearms. Oftentimes it's law enforcement that's being threatened by the bad guys running around. And, the guns being used for violent crime is a problem nationally, obviously, but it's become a problem in North Dakota. And I think we got to really be seriously considering how to make state law provisions really echo at least the federal provisions. I think they got it right where there's mandatory time in prison for using firearms illegally to commit crimes, to rape somebody at gunpoint, to rob somebody at gunpoint, to shoot somebody as part of a brawl. I mean, what have you. I think we got to find ways that this is out of the hands of judges and everyone else, that when this person gets convicted, they are getting mandatory time for those. And, keep our cities safe and keep our citizens safe.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Lots of ways to get a hold of us. 800-228-0550. Always dial that that number. You can shoot us an email, studio@flyingfamily.com. The text line is always awesome, too, 701-237-1590. 231590. 701. What's on your mind? Chris Berg hanging out. Chris, we're on now.
Are we doing a show right now?
Can you stop BSing in the game for crying out loud?
Hey, look, I love Mark Wagner. We and I were just catching up. We haven't seen each other for a while. It was like, ah, you know what? Kevin's got this. Mark and I can catch up.
Put your headphones on.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennin. And yes, good friend of mine, Mark Wagner, is here. I will say a couple of things here is Mark, really, really good man. I wish that I had his voice for radio. He's got a fantastic, fantastic voice. He is with North Dakota Estate Services, and we want to talk about, which I think is beautiful. I'm going to couch it this way, Mark, if you don't mind, and then you can sort of reframe it. But he and I were just saying that with estate services, what we want to do today is talk to you about having more freedom. Having more freedom in your life. With your money, so that the state doesn't come in and go, oh, we're not, you did really well while you were alive. Let me just take a slice of that. No.
I mean, I like how you frame that, Chris. It's not that we're talking about estate planning. It's talking about eliminating the state. They have...
Can you say that one more time? Because I love that. Can we get this for a promo?
Exactly.
What we're trying to do here is... We are, because if you don't have a plan for your estate, the state has a plan for your estate. Amen?
Yes, amen. And I have seen the glory of the Lord. Amen.
And it starts anywhere from 2 to 7%. And if you're a millionaire, if you own a property that's a deedable asset or a numbered account, that's 7,000 or 70,000 per million, man. And I've seen it, and I get calls from people who tell me, or... We just finished up an estate plan for a client in South Central North Dakota, and we got finished up, and he goes, Mark, I just came from my sister's funeral, and of course I was empathetic because he was a nice gentleman. And he goes, the boys were talking to me, all of the accounts were frozen. Nobody could have access to any of the family's assets.
And you're kidding.
Well, what happens is the first thing that happens is you get the death certificate. The family go ahead and they march down to the bank.
Yeah.
Because they think they're going to be able to cash those accounts in, right?
Right.
But that's not the case. The banker is going to ask. He says, I want to see the probate papers. It needs to be probated first. Because you got to remember, when you have a will set up for your estate, a will is simply put, is a set of instructions for a judge to enforce. That's all it is. And he has to authenticate the will before anything can happen.
Hmm.
When you have a trust set up for an estate, as soon as you pass, you've appointed trustees, right? Successors. So when you pass or become incapacitated, your trustee is there, so therefore there's no probate process. There's no court oversight of assets. There's no incapacity issues, because when you set up a trust, we also set up not just your power of attorney, but the attorney will actually put like a conservator or a guardian of the estate, so that when you're incapacitated, you don't have to have, the state isn't a legal guardian of your finances. And if that is the case, I talk to people who, or I even talk to attorneys, and they'll tell me about the probates they've been involved in. But the dynamic of the conversation changes when they start talking about guardianship issues. Because when you're incapacitated, all your finances have to be approved before a guardian of this, which is the state, a legal guardian, when you're incapacitated. And it's just really heartening, because guess who's going to pay for all that? That's not free.
The estate's
going to
pay for
that. And if you're alive for 5 to 10 years because you're incapacitated, because these medicines they give you nowadays, you can spend tens of thousands of dollars just on legal fees. And when you die, that same attorney that was so kind to you to get you that will is going to take you to the bank again. He's going to love you right to the bank for another 2 to 7% of your estate and all probate fees. And if there's contested, if there's land or money involved and you got a blended family,
oh boy,
good luck with that, because every single sibling has to sign off on their inheritance. And if somebody is unhappy with what they can contest it, and judges are very empathetic to family members who don't think they're getting a fair shake. You know, I tell you what, this isn't rocket science. It really isn't. But what our job is to do, and I get this time and time again, I don't care how big the estate is, it's our job, Chris, to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. And we do it in such a way that it's non-threatening. We don't come across as a know-it-all. We come across as with a heart attitude. How can we serve you? What can we do to help you and your family so you don't have to go through this? Then, if things are done appropriately, it's a peaceful, private settlement for the family. Settlement is within a week to 2 weeks after the kids get the death certificates. Settlement is right at your kitchen table where the kids and the family always prayed together before the meals. Amen. And it just gives you that warm aura. And then 3 or 4 months down the road, I always get a call from somebody who goes, Mark, you did such a nice job with Mom and Dad. Is there any way you could come over and I'd like to visit with you?
Yeah, right.
Is there any? And I'm like, absolutely. And families always, referrals and families always get a special discount because we were entrusted to help their mom and dad. And we appreciate that. We let them know that. But it's exciting. It's fun. And I love the service aspect of it. And I just wish that more families would understand that. So it's really, when you set up an estate plan, it's really not for the person that I'm sitting across the table from that wants to get it done. Guess who it's all for? The kids.
Yes.
So they don't have to hire the attorneys. They don't have to hire a representative for the legal proceeding when you're incapacitated. They don't have to do any of that. It's all taken. And we do it on a single flat fee. Why is that important? I'll tell you why that's important, because typically when you get a trust done, only about 20% that goes into a trust is the legal work. Believe it or not, these very nice law firms who have these big brick buildings, only 20% of what they do is the legal work. The other 80% that goes into the trust is non-legal administration. However, they will still bill you $300 to $500 an hour to handle all that. When people come to us, we handle all that non-legal administration. And so therefore, we pass that savings off to our clients, and most of the time our clients save anywhere between 30 to even well over 50% sometimes. So it's pretty cool.
We're dealing with the same thing, Mark. We have my father-in-law lives in South Dakota. And he's getting older, and my son is the only grandchild. But again, they've gone through. They have land, and there's other things. And he's gone with your counterpart down in South Dakota that he works with. And we, as all the kids, we're just going, oh, thank goodness, because it's not that I care if I get a dime or anything. I just don't want to have to deal with any of it.
Well, you got to remember too. If you're not careful, I mean, people who've been private their entire life. And now everything is 100% public record.
Oh, sure.
Public record. And these guys, and then every time you have you go to the court, everything, go over your fine, everything is 100% public record, and nothing's private anymore. And
sure.
The most valuable asset I think we can have that we want to preserve is obviously our estate, or this, but it's our privacy. Our privacy is so important. It really is. And, yeah. That's pretty cool. So
how do people get a hold of you?
That's a good question. You can just, most people just give me a call or a text on my cell is probably the best way. You can go to my website, but I found out here that my contact us page on our website doesn't work, and I'm having difficult times getting that thing to work. So the best way to get a hold of me is just call me or send me a text right on my cell. And what we'll do is, if you'd want to get together, we have a nice value that we bring to people right out of the gate. They get a very nice estate organizer. And that if I'd have to sell it, I would probably sell it for over $100. It's comprehensive. It talks about, it breaks the whole process down. And not only that, I'm in the process of an ebook that's going to be a seller on Amazon here coming up, so I'm really excited about that. Just the stories and how people, if they want that simple private estate settlement that they all hear about, how they can avoid it. Where people in our region get caught up is, I'll tell you this right now, is a lot of them have lake homes. They live in North Dakota, but they got a lake home in Minnesota. Then they fly down to Texas or Arizona, so every single place where you have property, there's going to be a separate what? Probate. So that asset needs to be funded. And I've talked to people that say, well, we got a trust done. But what happened is that non-legal administration never happened. So the estate still goes through probate. So I'd say even if you have a trust on your estate, get a funding review from me. So we can get everything in there the way it needs to be, and therefore you can have a peaceful private settlement for the family. And
so, what's a funding review look like?
Funding review is when you have a trust, it has to be funded. In other words, your assets have to be listed in it. Do you remember what just happened here last fall with is it Manchin or Munchin out of West Virginia? What did he do? He voted against the Build Back Better bill. Well, what was in the Build Back Better bill? One thing I love about our nation is the rich history we have. But history can also tell us another thing, because history always does what?
Repeats itself.
Only one vote. And what they were going to do is, if you had non-qualified assets in the market or other assets, they would have been taxed at over 40% of unrealized capital gains. But if you had it in a grantor trust, it wouldn't have been taxed. That was your only exemption.
Wow.
If you have, so, and that it means a revocable living.
Thank goodness for Munchin.
Yeah.
He saved, not just, well, can you imagine all that? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Stay with us much more for Mark Wagner right after this. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com, the indoor used car sales so successful, but extended through this Saturday. Wait a minute, why? Well, they took on a lot of trades over the weekend with the cars they sold, or the SUVs and trucks and stuff. If you were there and didn't find what you were looking for, you probably want to take another look because there is more there. Over 90 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and all price ranges, all marked down. And don't forget, many of those used vehicles come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. It's a sale that happens only once a year. Schwann Buick GMC, Memorial Highway, The Strip in Mandan, or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennin. We got a great guest with us in the studio, Mark Wagner with North Dakota Estate Services, talking about what he can do to
help you and your family be more free. I just love the way that even sounds, helping you and your family be more free. And how did you say it? You said escape the state or something like that?
If you don't have a plan for your estate, the state definitely has a plan for your estate. And it's not about being free. It's not about giving it to your family. You got to realize that North Dakota is one of the most tightly fisted states in the union. You ever owe North Dakota a nickel? They'll come after you for blood. They're the most tightly fisted states in the union. I granted they're Republican, but you try to you owe them a nickel, they'll come after a dime. I guarantee it right now.
Real quickly, can you do us a favor and give out your phone number a few times?
Yeah, totally.
We didn't get it out, so let's get that phone number out.
It's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. And I want to touch on just one other thing that I see people do all the time. One of the things that we always emphasize is to avoid probate, eliminate guardianship, and minimize taxes. But what people are doing out there, they're trying to think that they can reinvent the system. So what they'll go ahead and do, Chris, they'll put their kids' names on all their property and all their land. And you're thinking, he was so wise, right? When that property is sold, the kids will not get the stepped-up basis on that land or that property or that house. It will go back capital gains tax to the very first dollar. The cost basis is going to be when your parents purchase that property. And when it's sold after it's been appreciated 400-500%, capital gains will be put
why,
on
why
it.
Why don't they get the stepped up basis?
Because they didn't inherit it. They just, because it was changed over, they put their kids' names on the deed. So therefore, when it's sold, they're going to get all those capital gain tax on there. You know, the best way, if you want to give your kids all your property in a stepped-up cost basis, all you got to do is set up a revocable trust or a grantor trust, fund your property in that trust, and when you pass, the money will transfer, the assets will transfer at that stepped-up cost basis. So when they inherit it, they don't have to pay that $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 capital gains on that.
Quick question for you, sir. Somebody texted in and says, where is the trust filed?
Good question. Revocable trusts don't necessarily need to be filed anywhere because there's a private personal agreement. However, irrevocable trusts, oftentimes a trust certificate needs to be filed in the county most people file in the county when they file their quitclaim deeds. But what I do is I meet with you. This is not a solo plan here. I meet with you half a dozen times. I go over with this all on a flat fee so you don't feel like you're getting bled to death. And I take you by the hand. I have people call me up and said, Mark, I can't get the bank done. I said, just relax. I'll be there in just another couple of days. We'll get all the bank accounts taken care of so you're not going to be, if you're not frustrated. I said, you can try it yourself, but I guarantee you're going to come back and you're going to be PO'd because the banker's not listening to you. You're going to walk out with another account and just wait till I can help you. My advice to people who are listening and want help, just take a minute. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Give me a call. I can go ahead and serve you and your family. Not just that, but your annual reviews at no cost and easy for death, no cost death settlement. I help with that too.
Very well said.
What's the number?
Yeah, give me the number. Give me the number one more time or two more times.
It's 701-318-0908. If you have a trust, call me for a decent review. If you need something done and you've been told you need something done, you certainly can call anything else. But if you call us, all the attorneys that we have that we refer our clients to are all on simple flat fees that save you between 30-50%. And I love that. Then you get lifetime service, no cost, annual reviews, and plus your first year legal change with the attorney is absolutely at no cost too. So they bring a lot of value, and that's what people want. So.
Amen. That's exactly what people want, getting their problem solved, and that's what Mark Wagner does with North Dakota State Services, helping you and your family be free. I love being free, right? Freedom is the greatest thing out there. So if you want to give him a call, again, 701-318-0908, 701-318-0908. You can text them.
I always learn something when I When I hang with Mark.
And the best part was, is when he was talking earlier, I was like, I'm going to just sit here and listen because he's got such a great voice. You know, Mark, you just talk. I'm going to just listen. Thank you.
Well, the amount of money that you're sending, the headaches and the hassles you save people is just going to be really rewarding.
Well, it's, you know, and like I said, after we get done, I probably completed over, I'd say probably 700 or 800 funding reviews. I probably have over 400 or 500 clients. Been doing this for almost 10 years now.
Yep.
And it's when people get love saving money.
Friend.
Yep. Okay.
Thank
well, God
you.
Bless you guys.
God bless
Thank you
too.
For all the calls and texts.
I'm Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Henn, and he'll be back tomorrow. Join me at 4 p.m. on AM 1100 The Flag for the Chris Berg community. We got a lot of great things going on this afternoon. Thank you so much, Scott, for letting me sit in for you today. Kevin, Todd, the radio God, thanks so much for everything that you guys do here. Have a great day. We love you. God bless.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with